Sean Stiers, Darren Pritchett with you. Budweiser's Weekday Sports Beat presented by Budweiser on the Sports Leader, 96.1 WSBT. Once again, we have Irish basketball coming up tonight, 8:40 pregame. Jack Nolan on the call at 9 o'clock from Purcell Pavilion as the Fighting Irish take on Hampton in an NIT first-round matchup. The winner gets either Penn State or Temple in round number two. Let's talk about this matchup with Dave Johnson. He covers Hampton for the Daily Press of Newport News in Virginia. Dave, it's Darren Pritchett. Thanks for taking a couple of moments. How are you this evening?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you so much. We just said this a moment ago. We always seem to say this when we talk about an NIT matchup. What will be the interest level of the teams involved? You know, Dave, we're not quite sure about the Fighting Irish, obviously being number 69 in the tournament committee's eyes, the last team out. It stung. It hurt. We expect them to play a fairly inspired basketball game tonight, at the very least. Your read on the Hampton players and the opportunity they have in front of them tonight?
Good question there. They obviously, like everyone else, had their sights set on the NCAA tournament, especially being in a one-bid league, and they were the top seed going into the tournament. They thought they were going to win. They played the sixth seed in the MEAC tournament and didn't pull it off. So they were quite upset afterwards. But I got to think that facing a program like Notre Dame, going to South Bend, which is a very historic college, very historic athletic program, will definitely pique their interest. Rather than if they were just playing a program that really didn't appeal to them that much.
Dave, how would you describe Hampton's style of play? It's a team that we haven't really got to see much of around here this year.
Yeah, they don't make ESPN a lot. Except for tonight, come to think of it.
Yeah.
But they play, they're a very interesting team to watch play. They like to get up and down the floor. They average 80 points a game and were held to 63 in the tournament final. So that kind of gives you an indication of why they were able to pull that out. They love to run. They're very guard-oriented with Jermaine Merrow, Kalen Fisher, and Malik Trent Street. All three are really solid backcourt players who can get to the rim and who can shoot as well. And they like to put pressure on an opponent, too. But they've, other than Virginia this year, who they played early on in December, this will be a talent level they haven't really seen this year. Xavier, too, they played.
Dave, just to follow up on one player you mentioned, Jermaine Merrow, a sophomore, averaging 18 points per game. What allows him to be so good offensively?
Well, he's not a terrific shooter. You can see that from his percentages. He's about 28-29% from the three-point line. What he does really well is he's pretty fearless. I mean, he's not a very big guy. I forget what they list him at, but he's probably not what they list him at.
6 foot.
yeah, I'd say he's probably not that.
Okay.
But he's very quick, he's very fearless, and he takes it to the hole, and he gets clobbered, and he bounces right back up, and he's a good free throw shooter. So he gets a lot of points at the line, and he's good at going to the rim. But then again, he's going to have to deal with Gebron. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a big presence that, again, that you don't see a whole lot of in the MEAC.
Well, and speaking of that, in their two losses to Xavier and Virginia, and, I mean, a couple of big opponents, obviously, this year they end up playing number one seeds, but they got out-rebounded pretty handily. Overall, for the season, it looks like they rebounded well, but is that a pretty big concern, do you think, tonight against a pretty good rebounding Notre Dame team with some size?
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a big problem. Hampton has some height, but they don't have a lot of bulk. Their size, their 6'9 guys are pretty wiry and can run, but they're not really, you know, big muscular guys who can shove you around in the paint. They like to get up and down the floor too, they're big guys, so they don't have anybody who's like a big wide body in there who's gonna, and speaking of the paint, aren't they expanding it for this thing?
that's right from 12 to 16 feet
exactly. And then what's the other thing, 10 minute quarters,
the three-point line's at 22 plus feet.
Oh, well, that won't stop them from jacking it up.
So anything across midcourt is available to them.
Yes, they'll take the shot. Mero is fearless. He really is. It's his greatest strength and sometimes his biggest weakness. But he's got a lot of confidence, even if he's cold, and he'll still fire it up there. But a lot of those guys are like that.
Yeah, Dave Johnson, who covers Hampton for the Daily Press, Newport News, Virginia, joining us here on WSBT. Just some quick background, Dave. They obviously were co-champions of the MEAC, and as you mentioned, the number one seed in the tournament. This is their final year in the conference. They're moving to the Big South. What went into that decision?
Be honest with you, I think what went into it is that the MEAC is, to be honest with you, ranked at the low end, at the lowest end of conferences. I think it is the lowest this year, either that or the SWAC. I can't remember.
Okay.
And they feel like they've had some teams in the past that won the conference, like the team 2 years ago, for instance, that was actually a pretty talented team, but they were made a 16 seed and put against Virginia in the first round, and that went exactly as you expected. They feel like they can maybe be in a situation where they can get higher seeds. And when I say higher, I mean like 14 or, you know, something like that. And in other words, they just feel that's a better conference for them because it's got better talent.
Well, and kind of along those lines, the team that beat Hampton in the MEAC championship, North Carolina Central, they're playing Texas Southern tomorrow in a first four game in their co-16 seeds. And have you heard about this controversy that's kind of popped up with that?
No,
I'll fill you in. Then there's a writer for it's the HBCU Digest. J.L. Carter Sr. is his name. Basically, these are two historically black universities, as you know, but they're playing in that play-in game. And what the guy said was that it's culturally offensive and financially short-sighted, and a contrived college basketball version of the Celebration Bowl. So just maybe kind of some of your thoughts on, I realize you said you hadn't seen that, but I just came across that today. Maybe some thoughts on that covering these teams in the historically black universities.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Refresh my memory again. Who is Central playing?
LAU Brooklyn, right?
North Carolina Central?
Oh, North Carolina Central.
They're playing Texas Southern.
Thank you.
Texas Southern, thank you. Well, I knew that that doesn't really surprise me too much. I mean, Texas Southern, again, is there in the SWAC, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Sounds right.
Okay. Well, those are the two lowest-rated conferences, if I am not mistaken.
Yeah, and the seeds, they came out teams number 67 and 68. So, I mean,
what do you do?
Well, yeah, like everything else, there are a lot of numbers that came into play in this whether it's seeding or anything else, as we found out.
Exactly. And I thought if Hampton won the tournament, that I was expecting them to be in the one of those first four games as well. And Central, as I said, was the sixth seed of the tournament, so I certainly thought they'd be as well. So, I don't know. I mean, the opinions, you know, everybody's got them and everything, but I don't... It doesn't surprise me that those two teams were in first four games.
Dave, my final question for you. Give me a couple of keys for Hampton. If they're going to compete with the Irish and try to pull off the upset, what needs to happen for the Pirates tonight?
Oh, wow. Everything, really. the rebounding you touched on, they're going to have to be able to... They're not going to out-rebound them, but as long as they don't get crushed something on the boards, if they can hold their own, as they say. They're going to have to make their shots, which they didn't do in the championship game that well. And they're going to have to, they're at their best when they're running, and they're at their best when they're getting to the free throw line, because they shoot 78% as a team, which is very good. And that's helped them win a lot of games this year. So if they can do that against Notre Dame, they can keep it respectful for a while anyway. I certainly don't see them winning the game, but maybe hanging in there for a little bit.
If they were to win, though, where would this rank in the history of Hampton basketball?
Well, without question, the biggest moment in this program's history came in 2001 when, as a 15 seed, they went out to Boise, Idaho, and knocked off Iowa State in the first round. They're one of only a handful of 15s that have ever won. That was an absolutely huge moment in the program's history. The city of Boise fell in love with them, and as the people from Hampton pointed out, I mean, it's a, you know, here they are in HBCU in Boise, which is a very predominantly white place, and but everyone just fell in love with them, and it was such a great experience for them. So that is definitely it. It would be hard to top that, but I think it would be close to that.
Was that the coach that ran across the floor and someone picked him up and he started kicking his legs up in the air?
Yes, the one. Yeah. One of the classic moments.
It was.
That player's name, by the way, was David Johnson, just like my name. But,
easy to remember. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I think I had Iowa State going deep into that tournament. For some reason, I remember that particular upset. Dave, are you in town?
What now?
Are you in town covering the game?
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. I'm back in back in Virginia.
I was going to ask if you enjoyed the lake effect snow today, but see, you're smart. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, we got some here.
Oh, well, then never mind. Enjoy the fun.
Yeah, we got about 3 inches of extremely wet snow last night.
Lovely. Well,
it was disgustingly ugly.
Very good. Dave Johnson
but
covers...
You're South End, so.
Lake Michigan's not been kind to us so far this year. I think we're well over 80 inches now, if I'm not mistaken, for the winter season. Dave Johnson covers Hampton for the Daily Press, Newport News, Virginia. Dave, really appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much for the time, and maybe we'll see you around these parts in a regular season game down the line.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dave Johnson covers the Pirates for the Newport News, for the Daily Press in Newport News, Virginia. It's the Irish and Hampton tonight, 8:40 pregame, 9 o'clock opening tip, 96.1 WSBT.